show, the station.
I mean, it's Los Angeles. State of denial?
Yeah. How's that?
It's pretty rough.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. You're listening to Kill Radio here in Los Angeles, and we're here live. This is Conteen. It is Tuesday night. We're going to be here till midnight, right, John?
That's exciting.
And then we have Joseph of the Trainwreck coming in. All right.
This is John Daly from Standing Room Only. I'm just sitting in on your show. Thanks for having me on here.
Oh, yeah, you bet. All right, we're going to listen to a little bit of Santa Fe here while we get ready. Claire's on her way. What else have we got up our sleeve?
I brought some information about those nasty rubber bullets flying around this week.
All right, we got Irina and other people calling in as well. If you want to call up, it's 213-252-0998. The revolution is on right now, right?
It's been going, but it just intensified.
Evolution. Revolution. Thank you. All right. So once again, the winds of change are in the air. And there's even fire in the hills. What's going on, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Looks like Babylon's starting to burn down.
Am I even on? I don't hear myself at all.
Test one. Right, Sky Saxon and the Seeds here on Cohen Scene. Yeah. All right, well, let's hear a little bit more here from Sky. But well, I have John Daly from Standing Room Only.
Hey, how you doing? That's my microphone right there. Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on the show.
You bet, man. So what's your take on what went down MacArthur Park?
Oh, God, you know... I watched. I wasn't actually there, luckily, because I would have been shot with a rubber bullet. But I saw a lot of the video footage from it, and it's some scary stuff. I mean, they just plain open fired on people, news people, protesters, people from the community, people from other communities. Just everyone was just being riddled with these rubber bullets and batons. The batons were out, and they were striking people. And I think one of the most one of the things that I'm going to take away from watching that video footage, I watched a lot of the footage from CNN that CNN put up on their website, CNN.com, if you want to check it out. Or you can get it from the AP Newswire at Yahoo, Yahoo News.
You were there at the park?
No, I was not there at the park. No, I only saw the stuff afterwards.
Hey, who was at the station? I heard people were calling up and there was nobody here.
That's true. There was a... A news malfunction. Nobody was here to cover it, and people were calling in. And that's actually happened to me before, too, when they were having the Hollywood fires. I think they found us, Humberto, and they're not going to... They don't want this broadcast to go out.
Hey, this is a good time to let people know how they could become part of Cure Radio, right?
Yeah, I could do that. The first thing you need to do to become part of Kill Radio is go to killradio.org and read our mission statement in the About Us page. And if you agree with that, then you're golden. And if you don't agree with that, then maybe this isn't the place for you.
Check it out. I'm looking at the schedule here on the board, and Tuesdays from 3 to 4 is open. This demonstration protest happened on a Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
So... Yeah, nobody was here live to cover it.
Yeah, it's a problem. You know, we'd love to have more news people come in and do more news shows. That would be great.
But, yeah, it's never too late, of course. A lot of the shows here get archived, so you could listen to them again and then pass them on. We're actually going to have some people call up right now. Irina from Loudmouth, and she used to be our DJ here at Cure Radio, and she's an activist, very active activist here in Los Angeles. Go ahead.
Well, just to answer your previous question, the clashes started at around 6 p.m. Tuesday. The police tried to disperse demonstrators who moved into a street, and that's all that happened, really. They weren't really getting violent from the reports that I've seen, and this is directly from the AP Newswire. The protesters tried to move into a street, and the police opened fire on them and started trying to push them back and told them to get back. And then they started chasing them off, and people who were actually walking away or even trying to run away were getting batoned by the police and getting shot with rubber bullets. It was gruesome to watch. I could barely stand to watch it.
And where was the mayor?
Well, the mayor wasn't there. The mayor made a statement later that night that I saw on one of the Spanish stations here in town.
He was in Central America, right?
Yeah. Was he? I don't know where he was. But I know that he did make a statement right away, and it was...
But a week from the fracas, what has happened now? Now they apologized, and I think they're investigating, and it's surprising a lot of people that they're accepting that they fucked up.
Where we're at right now is that there are three investigations going on. The police chief himself, who is William J. Bratton, said Wednesday, "The public has," and this is a really interesting quote, "the public has an absolute and unqualified right to expect and demand an aggressive review of the events at MacArthur Park late Tuesday when officers fired 240 non-lethal rounds to clear demonstrators." And the use of the word non-lethal for these rubber bullets is actually really interesting because many people are saying that non-lethal is not the term for them anymore, because they can indeed actually become lethal. And as a matter of fact, most organizations now have advocated not using the term non-lethal for these weapons. They're very destructive.
So you're saying that a lot of people, including people from the media, got shot?
Yeah. Yeah, people from the media got shot. Now, people who were walking by.
Initially, they were trying to blame the anarchists, as I heard on the Spanish news. What do you know about that?
Well, that's one theory, yeah. But, it's kind of a silly way to go about it. They're trying to blame the anarchists. And from what I understand, the anarchists that were there were just there protesting like everybody else. They weren't doing any more or any less than anybody else there. And also, how do you tell? It's not like they had some sort of like anarchy tattoo or something. How did you know who was an anarchist or who was not? So it's kind of silly to go in there and try to blame one group of people when you had a whole variety of communities of people who were in there protesting, and they're all getting shot. So, and I didn't really see any particular group kind of storm the street. What I saw in the footage that I looked at was people started spilling out into the street, and the police came running in, batons out, and started firing into the crowd, just anywhere into the crowd. And I'll tell you, Umberto, one of the most chilling things that I will probably remember for a long time from watching that footage, what I'm going to take away, is that in the background, while I was watching all of this footage taken by news people who were there getting shot at, you could hear this woman far off in the distance screaming, "You're shooting children. You're shooting children. Stop. You're shooting children."
Wow. Oh, man. All right. So, and this, you know what? This takes away from the purpose. What was the purpose for the demonstration anyways? It was to bring attention to
immigration issues.
To immigration, human rights, and also May Day, right?
Yeah.
International Workers' Day.
Right.
Now, the organizers a year ago organized a massive march that some say it was like a million plus. You know, of course, the news media said that it was less. But how come this year there was... not one unified march like there wasn't in Chicago, and instead there was several marches throughout.
That's been the critique of this demonstration, And not only that, but there was much less of a turnout, unfortunately, to this demonstration than we've had in previous demonstrations. And people are really starting to get frustrated with that, and they're wondering what's going on. One of the theories is that people are becoming afraid to go out to these marchers. And, you know, rubber bullets really doesn't help that situation. With the things that are going on in the world right now and the way people are perceiving those events going on in the world, they're starting to get afraid that if they go out and march, they're going to be viewed as a threat or a terrorist or an anarchist or whatever label someone might put on them in order to make them the other and do whatever they can to stop them from doing whatever they're doing. So, I mean, and that's a very interesting theory, and it might be a valid one. You know, the people are afraid to go out there, and that's why the numbers are going down.
Okay, so where are we now here? A week away from this very unjust action by the LAPD, once again demonstrating, you know, that instead of, as their motto, you know, to serve and to protect, they're doing the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, I have felt for a long time, even before, I mean, how long has the LAPD had issues with this? Off and on since the 50s, since 1950, when they brought in, they physically shuttled in people from varying regions of the country who they specifically knew would create racial tensions and stir things up and, quote, put racial minorities in their place in the city of Los Angeles. And when you have a police system based on that, and of course that got dealt with a long time ago, and hopefully that isn't still going on, but when you have a police system with such a long history and its history is mired in that kind of problem, then of course you're going to, I mean, that was their roots. You're going to have problems for years and years and years to come. And that's what we're still seeing. We saw that with the Rodney King beatings. We saw that with the Watts riots, the original Watts riots. We saw that with the later Watts riots. I mean, when does it end? When does somebody come in and say, maybe we need to take a look at this police force and start working on community activism and community involvement instead of brutality and this kind of mindset that they seem to have created, that this false idea that in order to be badass cops and be able to control situations, you have to also be able to step on people's rights and use, you know, be brutal when necessary. And I don't think that's the case. I think you can still be badass cops,
yeah,
and control your environment and at the same time protect people's rights instead of stomp all over,
yeah,
them.
All right, we have Claire in the house here on Conscene. Welcome, Claire. We just got started. We have John from
Standing Room Only
here at K-Radio guesting with us. We're talking a little bit about the unjust situation that happened at MacArthur Park. How did you see it from your vantage point?
Wow. Hey. Yeah, the city's burning. It probably is totally unrelated, though, isn't it?
Later, oh, you mean tonight?
Yeah.
What's on fire tonight? Because Hollywood just went down.
Yeah. Hollywood.
A couple days ago.
Of Griffith Park? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost the same area. It's right up there where the last fire was. The last fire was lurching towards Griffith Park.
Right.
Hey,
I was talking about, yeah, and then there was the fire of passion and politics in Griffith Park.
Yes, and it's all...
And just to address an issue that people have been, you know, voicing on the list of Cure Radio regarding our mission as a community, radio station here on the internet, I want both John Daly and Claire to address how they see it. You know, here we are, almost coming to our 7th anniversary here. We got our birth at the 2000 Democratic Convention where the indie media, we were the official radio for the indie media, and then that gave birth to Kill Radio. But some people say that perhaps Kill Radio as a collective is not doing its job. It's featuring more music. Somebody even say music, or, you know, instead of community related issues. How do you both feel about
that? Wow, I'm surprised you brought that one up. That's a really hot topic right now. Even some listeners have voiced in saying that they wish there was more political stuff on Kill Radio. And you know what? I personally, I have a talk show. It seems to be very music based, so I would go ahead and say it's basically a music show. A local music show that emphasizes local artists, definitely.
Sure.
Yeah. But I would say, first of all, I mean, I have a lot of responses to that. First of all, I think having music shows on this station are great. They do so many things. And one of the things that they do is that they not all of the music shows, by the way, are just music. A lot of them inform and take on hot topics and political topics and social topics, like this show, like you're doing right now. And some other shows are just focused on music. But even the shows that are just focused on music for entertainment value bring in people to Kill Radio that maybe might just skip over our station. If it didn't
or
have
be
some entertainment
skipped over
shows.
If we were on FM
yes.
and corporate sponsored.
Right.
That's the idea.
Exactly.
I mean, for 7 years we've been talking about this. You know, when Umberto and I joined, when Consin first started Kill Radio, it was mostly politics. I mean, it was mostly talk and it was mostly politics. Not that people didn't play music, because people certainly did. I mean, all the founding people of Kill Radio are all big on music and have tastes that you can't really hear anywhere else on the FM. But definitely people, it was, you know, it was political, and Umberto and I were on the edge of that. Uh-huh. And now there's more and more music. I actually think they're all going to Griffith Park, these sirens.
Really? Because it seems like they've been circling this building for a while. Oh, we keep hearing them go by.
That was me. Yeah. I'm smoking tonight. But I don't know. We've talked about it for 7 years, on and off, whenever things happen, 9/11. Why aren't more people talking about it? Why are too many people talking about it? We don't want to hear just people talk about it, because we can go anywhere and hear people just talk about it.
Right.
It's important that not every show is sitting here, you know, waxing poetic on what we think happened in MacArthur Park.
You need variety. Otherwise, we're just like every other station.
Yeah, and, you know, if you don't really know what you're talking about, then we don't necessarily need to hear you.
Also, you know,
it's media responsibility.
Definitely. And if you... That's very true. That's very true. And if you are... you just have just the political stuff on a radio station 24 hours a day, what kind of audience are we going to have? We're going to have an audience that already knows that stuff. They're just tuning in because, you know, we're probably just reinforcing the information they already know and believe in. Whereas if we can have a variety of shows, we can bring in different communities, people from varying backgrounds, people from different places around the city and even around the world who can be interested in Kill Radio and also get some of our informative content as well. So I see music shows and comedy shows and all the other shows as being a way to reach out to different communities and bring varying people into the Kill Radio fold and give them a chance to hear our message.
And I think that's exactly why we're coming under scrutiny from ourselves and from the outside. Not that we're not mildly diverse in our outlook, but more or less we kind of branch out in a geographical web from where our station is, and you know, there's a lot of people who are into the indie music scene,
mm-hmm.
which is varied and interesting, but isn't that part of the problem?
Right now, I want to just give the phone number here in the station. It's 213-252-0998.
What
and
do you think?
Invite listeners. Anybody that's listening locally, or if you're listening from somewhere else, you could email or instant message at Kill Radio Station for the AIM. But we're going to take a little musical break right now. And this is a band that addresses the revisiting the McCarthyism from the 50s. But today, these are the Flaming Stars here on Kill Radio with John Daly of Standing Room Only. And
with a McCarthyist message?
Claire.
Yeah, I kind of caught that. And then I was like, huh?
And so we have Claire,
down
of course.
Down with you, commies.
So you're listening to Con Scene, Kill Radio, Los Angeles.
Next thing you know, we'll be promoting socialized medicine, and then it's all downhill from there.
And, we'll be here till midnight. After that, you have Joseph of Trainwreck.
Cones. Yes, so call into the station.
213-252-0998.
And we're kind of discussing, local...
phenomena.
Well, local phenomena, our radio station being one of them. You know, why do you listen to us? And also discussing May 1st in MacArthur Park. You know, were you there? Were you listening to radio coverage? Were you trying to tune into us for it?
So it's been like 1 week exactly. It's last Tuesday,
That's right. That's
so it's
right.
1 week
and,
anniversary.
And, you know, a big thanks to DJ Chicken Leather and Veronica. They held down the fort last Tuesday. I tuned in. And we're giving really wonderful reports, pre-recorded, as only DJ Chicken Leather can do.
Yeah, I second that emotion. Chicken Leather has covered so many events, including the South Central Farm, the Bike Summer, all the happenings with bikes and with Echo Park Film Center. And he does it with the old-fashioned way with a cassette player. Ideally,
he's hardcore. I see him like every protest, every political action, everything that I go to. Chicken Leather is there with his tape recorder, and he's like, "So what do you think? What's going on? What have you heard?" Which is great.
Yeah.
He should have his...
Ideally, what kind of machine can one use to record, to become... the media? Can we get like a cassette player? Or
you, I think
or
the recommend? Human. I think the human machine is the best machine to become the media. But if you need help recording stuff,
how about an MD or?
You can get a mini disc recorder, or actually,
and a good mic.
A lot of MP3 players now have pretty decent microphones built into them that can record directly into MP3 formats. That's pretty good. And PDAs have that built into them too. Some
now,
phones even.
Now, let me just ask you, John, when did you first become politicized?
I took the world by storm when I was born back in... I'm not going to tell you how old I am because I'm... I'll tell you, I'm 17 right now.
How about...
but when did I really start getting involved in politics?
Right.
I would say in high school, I really started getting involved in politics.
You grew up in San Diego, right?
I grew up in San Diego.
All right, we have our
caller.
First call.
Oh, so we'll continue that later.
You're listening to Cure Radio here in Los Angeles. Yes.
See, Claire's nice about it. She asks the people if they want to go on the air. During my show, I'm just like, woo, you're on.
Come on here. We're going to put you on air. Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Irina.
I'm chewing on cucumber. I'm sorry. I'm going to bear with that for a second.
It's a hot night. Okay, we're just trying to deal with the feedback, but you're on air, Irina. How are you doing?
Fine, dandy. How about the both of you?
We're doing fantastic. Are you listening at home, or are you?
I am not because my computer is upstairs.
Oh. Well, you know, Umberto and I and our special guest John Daly tonight. You know John Daly.
Yeah, hi John.
Hi Irina, you're one of my favorite people.
Irina, this is Umberto. Just for the people that don't know you, tell us briefly who you are and you know, you're an activist here in Los Angeles, and also tell us a little bit about how you first became politicized, and now how this specific atrocity that happened in MacArthur Park, how you personally feel about it, and how can we all come together and do something about this?
Sure. Wow, that's a whole lot, Umberto. But so let's see, where should I begin? You asked. What do I do? What's the question, right? I'm an artist, and yes, I am also an activist. I've worked with Kill Radio before, and I still work with a lot of other independent media. So that entails Makeshift Magazine is a new project that I work on, as well as Loudmouth Magazine, and then I'm also working right now a lot with. Another core collective group of queer women of color that will put together a symposium in September called Tongue to Tongue. So Tongue to Tongue actually represents who I was marching with on our contingency area was Washington and Vermont on May Day, as well as with Q-Team. And for people that don't know what Q-Team is a really great organization. They can check out at qteamla.org. And they are a group of queer youth of color. As far, I guess, as my own politicizing, you asked that, I suppose I would say, you know, that definitely things for me kind of, you know, grew out of a lot of the Proposition 187 stuff in 94 and possibly a little bit earlier as well with Pete Wilson. And, he was a governor in that time period. so I was basically you know, in a similar position probably as a lot of the youth today, which, you know, it isn't much further along, but in some ways, you know, it may seem to some of us. But, you know, I was sort of picked up, I guess you could say, by other people, and was encouraged to go to different demos and put scenes together and put on shows through things like Riot Girl and stuff like that. So as far as what happened a week ago, it seems kind of crazy, actually, to say it was exactly a week ago, right? But I guess your question was, how do I feel about it? It's difficult for me to talk about how I feel because I think that, you know, a lot of us, and this may be like an important aspect to talk about, though I definitely want to give way to many other important aspects, is that, you know, I don't think that a lot of us feel like we're allowed to feel things about, you know, these sort of events, is that, you know, we're really separated from our feelings and from being able to heal from these sorts of things. You know, we're not allowed to heal. And I think that there's been some discussion of that between, you know, different affinity groups that that I work with, that, you know, amongst the major problems, you know, is always in the media, which, you know, Kill Radio has always been really great to support, is, you know, this sort of consistent criminalization of youth, you know, specifically around, you know, young rowdy groups, young groups of anarchists and this sorts of thing. And, you know, really when we look at who was harmed, we should remember that it was people with children. It was people that were unable to get away quickly. And I don't mean unable to get away quickly because, you know, they had video cameras in their hands, though certainly some of them did.
I'm glad that you mentioned that because John, I think, has something to say about that.
Sure.
And also,
sure.
I just want to say that initially the regular media and even some of the organizers, like Shirla, was blaming the anarchists. Here's
yeah,
John.
And actually, you know, before John says his thing, I would just like to, you know, I'm certainly, I feel like it's important, you know, to distinguish that. I don't feel tied. I have, you know, worked for organizations. I have worked with labor unions, though, you know, mostly as an ally. My mother, you know, I come from a union family and everything, but, you know, Chirla actually has come on board to at least, how shall I say, privately, publicly denounce, you know, or not denounce, that's withdraw, you know, their previous statements. They've issued an apology, mainly, you know, to youth, I think, in a general sense, and then also to Cop Watch and to Youth Justice Coalition. So I think it's an important step, but I think that the dialogue really needs to continue, you know?
Yeah, one of the things, going back to the what happened with the May Day protest and the rubber bullets and so forth, one of the things that really struck me when I watched the news footage from the news reporters that were there being shot with rubber bullets, and I was wondering if you saw this or experienced this or know about this. I could hear people screaming in the background, you're shooting children, you're shooting children, what are you doing, you're shooting children. And people were trying to dive on top of other people and block them and stop the block them from the mayhem that was going on. And whenever they did that, the police would just walk up on them and hit them with batons or shoot them with the rubber bullets and try to kind of physically just shoving them further and further and further away. What of that did you see when you were there?
I saw, you know, a number of different policemen, and it's actually, you know, it's interesting in some ways, you know, to think that I, you know, from this time period I talked about, you know, from Proposition 187 and stuff like that in the
right.
early 90s,
yeah.
I have been trained, I was trained back then, you know, to look for police identification
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. And I can tell you that from last Tuesday, I mean, not only do I feel like as a larger group that we were unprepared, but I can also say that because of the overwhelming amount of institutionalization and violence on such a large scale, that I could not even begin to tell you how many different cops I saw take out their batons, hit people. Like, there were just lines of them, literally, you know, in pretty much, like, factory form. Just imagine if you were, like, in a factory or you were, you know, I mean, just hitting people left and right, just hitting people left and right, and just shooting without any concern as to who it would hit.
Right, just into the crowd.
Absolutely. What, and
the
when
few
they
minutes?
Made the final, another important thing, you know, I know you have another question, but
no, that's okay, go ahead.
Another important thing to remember, too, that I think some people have brought, but I just want to, you know, bring this to the table because I think it's important for Kill listeners to know, is that, you know, the shots were the first thing that anyone heard. There was not a call for dispersal, and then there were shots. It was nothing like that.
Yeah,
there were shots
right
heard, and then about a minute later, at least a minute later, I think, there was a helicopter that flew over us and announced in English and really broke in Spanish, in my opinion, like worse Spanish than mine even. You know, it was basically something to the extent of that if you care about your families, you'll leave now. Everyone needs to leave the park now. They never once told people which area they should run to. And at that point, that was when a large number of people, I'd say anywhere from 50 to 75 people that were near our table, the Tongue to Tongue table, which was also near Centro and stuff like that for people that were there that day,
right.
People ran towards the Alvarado side. There were a group of people, a group of us that got on our bullhorns and repeated in English and Spanish, please don't run. We never told people to not run to Alvarado on the bullhorns, but then at some point we did run back a little bit and kind of tell people, oh, you know, like they're over on that side, and then brought them over to the park side. So
That's pretty much what I saw in the footage that I
yeah.
was able to see, was that it was just complete mayhem, and nobody knew where they were supposed to be running. People were dragging children, their belongings, their family members, just people that it looked like they would just run up to someone and grab them and help, you know, drag them to safety. It was like something you would see in, you know, a recreation of the Killing Fields or something. It was so disturbing,
yeah.
I couldn't even believe it.
Right.
And I only saw, you know, a few seconds of it, so I can't even imagine.
Right. Yeah, and I think, too, that in the tail end of when I left, myself and one of my friends, there were a couple of the last people, you know, to leave the midfield area, or, you know, what's now all covered with dirt. But,
yeah.
You know, there were a couple Copwatch people as well, I remember, and maybe like one or two Cheerle people left. And at that point, you know, there were a couple last people that we tried to bring with us that just weren't able, in this case, to, you know, walk quickly. But once the front line of the, you know, these counterterrorism tactic police or whatever they call their unit, once they had emerged to, I guess, you know, you would say, like, down that beginning part of the hill onto the dirt, they didn't waste any time in getting all the way through across. And at that point, it was just a hail of rubber bullets. And there were still more people that were running. You know, we made the choice to walk because, you know, myself and my friend, we've been hit before, and we figured that, you know, it was better to at least to attempt a demonstration that, you know, when I say demonstration, but I mean, you know, to demonstrate the people that we're trying to help out, we're like, we need to walk, because if we run, they're going to run after us. Like,
and
they're clearly just looking
yeah.
for an excuse to run after us.
It's also a safety issue when you have a large group of people
sure,
running in all
sure.
directions. That's how people get trampled.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's kind of one of the things. I've been on a number of protests myself, and, you know, that's kind of one of the things that you pick up on, is that it's just, if everybody takes off and runs in all directions, it's going to get really dangerous really fast. Obviously, the police did not prepare for that contingency. They just wanted to shove people around and move them. I wanted to ask you about, after the event that you just spoke about, what I saw was the police kind of getting into the crowd of people trying to run and get away and just starting to strike them with batons. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I was. Do you mean still inside the park, or do you mean on 6th? So, because I ran out into park, we made a right,
I
made
mean
a left
on
6th.
On the street.
on the street, you know, at that point, we were taking more people back over to, we kind of hid inside a pupusadilla. So we were inside there. I did not see anyone on the street side get hit, but I did hear about it, and I did see, once we were inside, back inside the restaurant, you know, you could definitely see the cops just walking through and pushing people. So while I wouldn't call it a full-on blow, you know, they were using their batons to push through the crowds of people that hadn't been, you know, quote unquote, lucky enough to get inside either the restaurant or there's also a lavanderia across the street as well. You know, and there were actually, you know, quite visibly people that we actually weren't even able to contact with, but there were people that were crying.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most, like, horrific things, I have to say, that, you know, I mean, which certainly, you know, if you've participated in things like that, that get out of control, that does happen. But just, you know, for me, like, I think, like, especially, you know, when, Umberto, when you asked about how I felt, like, that's definitely one thing that stuck in my face is just, you know, there were certainly, you know, there were youth that we had brought that seemed, you know, confused and hurt.
Sure.
But just to see this woman that clearly, you know, this was her community. She couldn't even figure out how to get back to her house because she lived somewhere up Coronado, and they wouldn't let her, you know, cross the street. And she just stood in front of the restaurant until we could get the owner to open up. She was just standing there crying, and there is a policeman screaming at her, you know, and waving his baton in her face.
Can I ask you how you feel about the LAPD response to all of this?
I feel like this is a really, you know, obvious and haphazard attempt, you know, for them to clear things up. It's always, you know, it's always the same tactics, in my opinion. You know, if you go, and I'm sure, you know, because my knowledge of this sort of thing kind of, you know, begins with Sleepy Hollow, you know, with the Zoot Suit riots and stuff like that. But I'm sure if you were to go back further, you would see the same thing. There's all these chiefs saying that, they plan on doing, you know, immediate investigations, and, you know, Braddon's going to be, you know, making sure that, you know, some of these, you know, policemen get death duty or, you know, whatever. I have no idea. But, you know, I think that really, like, we need to look at the ways in which, my phone's ringing, the ways in which, you know, people on the police force are institutionalized as they come into this job place. Because I think that, you know, another thing that's important to remember too is that, you know, in my opinion, maybe this is getting a little bit further from the subject, but I do see links to this, to me, you know, also in response to, like, why are there so many young people of color that join the military and go to Iraq? Well, because there's an issue of safety, there's an issue of power where we don't have any power, and it sucks a lot of people in. And that's a really unfortunate, you know, aspect of the way that we're institutionalized, the way that we're, in my opinion, consistently colonized.
Right. Irina, we are on the phone with a live interview with Irina, past and current Kill Radio participant, DJ, social activist, was there in MacArthur Park for May Day. Irina, editor of Loudmouth. And
oh, you don't need to mention all of them, don't worry.
And, yeah, and we'll have to get all these web addresses after this. Let's take a short break. It is 95 degrees out.
Jesus.
So I'm going to play...
95?
Well, it feels like it in the studio, honey. But, stay tuned. We're going to take, like, a very quick break, and we'll be back if you want to hang on with a little bit more.
Sure,
talk
I'm
about what happened May Day
other people's numbers.
And where we go in the future. We're here at the Kill Radio Station, 213-252-0998 if you want to call in. I'm going to play something from Fosforo. Watch your back. You're listening to Consin, Kill Radio.
Thank you so much, Irina.
Sure. Okay. Are you ready for phone numbers?
Yes. Hold on. You mean...
Do you want to talk to anyone else or you feel like that's...
Yeah, no, we do. Can they call you?
Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman, yeah. He'll put the chrome metal right on your wrist. He'll tell you right then you must cease and desist. You try and fight back, try and pump your fist, but it's no use, you're on the blacklist. So watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman, watch out! You dedicate. It's when you're feeling irie and about to levitate. Here comes the policeman, make your freedom terminate. You'll try and reason with them, say you're sold and medicate. But you say you are the virus which we must eradicate. Put on these here shackles and accept them as your fate. Tonight you'll be singing across them cold steel grates. So, watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman, watch out! Back, try and pump your fist, but it's no use, you're on the blacklist. So, watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Watch your back, back. Here comes the policeman with the shackle, clack, clack, clack. Clack, 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 clack.
Another call, Claire. All right. Please say your name and the organization you're with. And we're listening to Cure Radio here a week after the police brutality there in MacArthur Park that ended the demonstration for immigrant rights and also May Day. Who is this?
Hi, this is Byron calling from Q-Team, a queer and trans youth of color organization in L.A. We actually have always historically participated at the May Day rally hosted by MeOne. So we were really proud to be there as young workers, as, you know, poor workers, working class, and all these people with different identities to support the International Workers' Day. So we were there, we marched along with the rest of the crowd. It was pretty, you know, peaceful and very, you know, very, like, everyone's kind of, like, taking it to the street, celebrating the day until later in the march that it was, like, out of nowhere. They were just, like, shot. So then the whole crowd was kind of, like, confused.
Sorry about that feedback.
So then,
We heard it on that it was indeed very peaceful, you know, both in the morning. I mean, unlike last year when there was over close to a million people, and this year there was different marches. There was one earlier in the morning, and then there was several in other parts of the surrounding Los Angeles, and one in Santa Ana and one in Maywood. And then the one that that you guys participated on that ended in MacArthur Park. How did you see the fact that instead of just unifying one big march, and then also what from your from what you saw being there, Byron, how did you see? Because initially they were trying to blame the anarchists but how did you see it?
Yeah, like I mean, I definitely feel that like the march in the morning, you know, there were like people doing their own march, and even though there was that call out to the community to unify the march into one major one, it was, you know, there was like some division for whatever reason or the other. I don't know why people decided to not join the May 1st march, but this one was very like inclusive of a platform that celebrates the International Workers' Day. And I know that was the reason why I was there, to make it very like, okay, yeah, I'm also an immigrant, but I'm also a worker. I'm also a queer person of color. And so I'm also all these other things. And then keeping it very like broad platform. So it was weird. And I'm sorry, what was the second part to your question?
Yeah, the second part, how did you feel, how did you see, when did you see that there was trouble happening? When did you first see the police moving in and
yeah, so the problem was that there, my concern was that something would happen during the march, which was during the sidewalk. There was a strong police presence, but then they were just trying to like push people into the park, kind of like finishing so people would get off the street and kind of like go into the park. So there was like a strong police presence all along the march, but it wasn't until later in the day, around 5, that there were like a couple of confrontations towards the southeast corner of the park, off 7th and Alvarado, where you could only see people running around. You could only see the police moving into the park, kind of like pushing people, and then all of a sudden just heard shots. And then I unfortunately had to leave the area because people, you know, kind of like forcing everyone out, making sure people were walking carefully out of the park. But not even like 5-10 minutes at the most later, the police had surrounded the other side of the park, whereas they were asking people to leave, but they had surrounded the whole area, so you couldn't really leave. And then they were telling people in English to get out of the park and disperse, but those instructions were given in English, whereas a good majority of people did not speak English, or even were able to hear it, because it was a windy day. There was just chaos. We were running around. There was like not really sense of what was going on.
Byron, I'm gonna pass you the mic here to John Daly. He also hosts a show here at Kill Radio. Also, Claire is here. I think they have a couple of questions also. Okay, hold on. Thank you so much for calling, by the way.
Hi, Byron. This is John Daly. Actually, reports from the Democratic Assembly Speaker, Fabian Nunes, said that the police, his allegation is actually that police led troublemakers back into the peaceful marchers before beginning their assault. Did you see any evidence of that at all? Did you see the police shoveling people back into the peaceful march before they actually began their assault, or did it all just start happening out of control?
Well, actually, we had a debrief as a group, and then because I was busy working kind of like logistics for the day up, I wasn't really marching, but people from the group of key team, they were marching, and so they were pushed in by the police. They were pushed by their motorcycles, you know, like they were hit by the wheels, kind of like pushing them onto the sidewalk, onto the park.
So, okay, right. So they're pushing them back onto the sidewalk and everything. Did you get a chance to see? It all probably happened so fast, but did you get a chance to see the police actually kind of file people back into the march before the attack happened, or did the attack just happen?
No. The march was kind of like around 4. So yeah, people were pushing. The police was pushing the people into the sidewalks and into the park. Like around 4, the confrontation, and when they decided to go into the park, wasn't until after 5 or so. I wasn't around the area all the time, but we'd have debrief as a group, and this was like the accounts of all my friends, and then very different people that marched throughout the day, that they had to share that.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Hi, this is Claire from Quincy. So in this aftermath, it's been a week at this point, and I'm just curious how we are all going to carry forth and move on into the future. As far as your organization, what have you been talking about?
Yeah, so Q-Team actually released a statement on the event of May 1st early this morning, condemning the police action, kind of asking for an immediate stop for the scapegoating of youth. And I know that was the question that was asked earlier, so I had to address it. That it was very, regardless of what the youth did, we cannot undermine the police ability to be able to control, a small crowd. And then it was such a, uncalled for reaction. It was just bottles, or there's not even a clear account of what actually happened.
Right.
And so I feel that the scapegoating youth, or people with dissenting political views, whether it be anarchists or people that are quote unquote radical, that's completely uncalled for, and the community has to unite and have a strong front in order to hold the police department accountable for the day of. More importantly, keeping it has been pushing for us to, whether it's to be an action or some type of rally at the back into the park, because it wasn't just the people that marched and all the orgs that were affected, it was also the community. There were all these people that came into an area that is it's always still a people. There were people in the park that were displaced, where that's where they are always at, that's where they go. They live in the city, they hardly any parks around the area, so they kind of take their families there, take those children there to hang out at the park, and then having the police kind of sweep the whole area, including people that were just hanging out.
Right, and you don't really have to be political to be political, but we're all political in what we do and how we spend our time. And I know there's some additional rallies and protests planned for the next few weeks. So people should do what you want to be doing. Participate. If you have something to say, then this is the time to say it. Thanks so much, Byron, for calling in.
You're welcome. All right, have a good night.
Do you want to give the contact info for your group one more time?
For Q-Team, also Q-Team, our email is qteam@hotmail.com.
Is that one word?
qteam@hotmail.com. Right. And our website is qteamla.org.
And Q Team stands for
QteamLA.org.
Q for
yes.
It's Q T E A M.
Yeah, Q T E A M L A dot O R G.
And what does it mean? Q for queer.
Q-Team is actually, it's not an acronym, it's just that's what we call the group, but it's a queer and trans youth of color multi-issue organizing collective.
Great. Thanks.
Cool.
And get in touch with them and keep up on what's going on with Q-Team. Thanks again, Byron.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'm going to play another song. Oh, we're engineering here.
I'm going to play another song. We're going to take another little break. Feel free to call in 213-252-0998 to Konsin here in studio live. Thanks for all our great callers tonight. Man, you don't have to have been down in MacArthur Park necessarily. Oh my God, they're so quick. We're going to answer the phone and I'm going to play this song while we do it. Okay. Konsin.
All right. Well, our song didn't work, so.
All right.
Hey.
How's it
Francesca.
Going?
We have Francesca live on air on Konsin, Kill Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent.
Right on.
So, so you were down at the protests, or you've been listening from home?
I was down at the protest, hanging out on the streets, trying to celebrate the workers' international holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And honor our Haymarket buddies that work so hard so we can have an 8-hour workday. Until the police officers got a little crazy on us.
And
made things very unsafe.
Right.
try to blame all the anarchists and young people and anybody that was other than, you know, basically they're just looking kind of for scapegoats, I think, to justify their sort of militia brute force tactics.
My microphone's not on. This is John Daly, also from Kill Radio. The anarchy question really kind of irks me in a way, because the idea that they're trying to blame the anarchists, it was like
right.
when mayhem happened, it all just they just started firing into a crowd. It seemed like there was no warning, and nobody really knew what was going on. So I wanted to ask you this: did you see anything that they were? About what the police were reporting with anarchists? Did you see any evidence that there were anarchist groups who were moving in on the police that would cause them to open fire?
There were no, like, black bloc crews of anarchist kids at all gathered. Like, I mean, yeah,
right,
people
yeah.
were dressed in black. People had bandanas on their face. But you know what?
Sure.
At this point, when I mean, after WTO, after the DNC, after A16, A17, we've seen a lot of craziness demonstrated on the police behalf. And, you know, if you want a bandana to cover your face from that crap, you know, that's not a crime, and it doesn't make you an anarchist necessarily.
Absolutely. And, you know,
you
I have to tell you.
And just because you wear black doesn't mean you're an anarchist either. And most
true.
Anarchists weren't wearing solid black or, you know, coming out and trying to take cops out. You
yeah,
know?
It's not like they had anarchy stamped on their forehead or something. I mean,
no.
the whole assertion is so ridiculous in my eyes.
Well, we're just going back to the 18, you know, back into the 1800s. And,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
look at what we're celebrating, the Haymarket Massacre.
Right.
And when you think about what happened then, we're still doing the same crap. We still have immigrant issues. We still have women's issues. We still have youth issues. And we're still blaming the anarchists for anything and everything that the police might induce.
It seems to be such a blanket label, too. I mean, there's so many different types of anarchists and so many different groups of anarchists, and
exactly.
anything that's, like, you know, going to damage or threaten their authority is suddenly an anarchist, even if that doesn't mean what they think it means.
Right. Well, I think they definitely vibe off the fact that, based on how our current school structure system is set up, real history is not taught in the history books. And so, you know, without the knowledge of what our past journeys have been like and what our other comrades have gone through, be it Emma Goldman or Bakunin or, you know, any of the other anarchists of the past, it's like modern-day anarchists, you know, yes, we take and read and we study, we have dialogue and we have our own thoughts, but we're all individuals, you know. We're all going to do our own thing, whether we have an affinity group or not. And the bottom line is, the fact that they would assume that anarchists are just so ignorant and so selfish and not willing to take into consideration other human beings, safe spaces, is pretty ludicrous, and it just goes to show how they're trying to, like, have a scapegoat, and they need something to justify their BS.
I guess you could just substitute in the word neocon for everything that they're saying, and, you know,
right.
pretty much be like, oh, hey, look who it really is.
Exactly. But then it also goes into play because people buy into the corporate media now, and without even realizing who owns the corporate media. That's all people consume. They're all, I mean, nobody's outraged until craziness like this happens, and then there's a scapegoat called the anarchist or the youth or young activists, organizers. You know, they look for very specific, or immigrant groups, or, you know, whatever. And, you know, it goes back on us to become more active within our communities and drop some knowledge. We've got to skill share. We've got to let people know what's really going on. Use our independent media, like you guys and the IMC and other, you know, collective groups that have come together to have our voices heard. And you know, also to share, just share knowledge and, you know our histories so that the same crap isn't repeated. But also to hold, you know, groups accountable. And, you know, even if the accountability seems like it's a long shot, it's like, you know, we're the people. This is supposed to be set up for the people by the people, and the people got to reclaim a lot of stuff. These are our streets.
Yeah.
We got to take them back.
And I find it interesting that 2006 May Day was a nationwide, worldwide, it was a really big. A lot of people showed up, and it was a big political thing with all sorts of new policies that were threatening to go into office or into vote. And, you know, it was fairly peaceful, and they happened around the country. Whereas this year, all I saw was major newspapers saying, nobody showed up at these rallies. Attendance severely down. And
well, yeah, we didn't make
the
million that we made last year.
Right.
But we still made the thousands.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it was completely downplayed, and there was violence. And, well, anyway, thanks so much for calling in.
Well, thank you guys for doing what you guys are doing. And, you know, continue doing it and keeping the truth real.
This is Humberto. Would you like to give an organization or just say something else?
I do. Well, yeah, as an anarchist, I hold my views as, you know, my views, but I do a lot of work with different youth organizations, and that's why I'm on the streets. I see how my youth are constantly getting screwed with, and, you know, they're constantly getting objectified in some way, shape, or form, be it for corporate gain or to get, like, criminalized. And, you know, one of the main groups I work with is Q Team, and I think it's important that, like, we're all unified and we reclaim that space of all workers of the world need to be united, and it's not just immigrants, it's not just youth, it's not just women, it's not just queers, it's not just people with disabilities, it's every single person that's part of this class war, and many of us are part of that class war, and that's what we got to unite to take out.
Well, thank you so much again for calling, and do know that we're always here for you. Oftentimes, the independent medias forget about each other. You know, all respects to KPFK, you know, and the fine work that they do, and the indie media, you know, and Pacific in general, and everybody else. But it's like, you know, we're here for you. Hopefully, maybe we could have in the near future you guys live in the studio, so you could, you know.
Yeah, Irina hooked us up with your guys' digits, so
yeah,
we're all connected. We always have each other's backs. It's all good like that.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Again,
thanks
so
a lot,
much.
Bro. All right. Peace.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cure Radio here in Los Angeles. This is H of Consigne, and we have C of Consigne, and of course, John Daly of Standing Room Only here in Los Angeles. We're going to take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back with you talking about the aftermath here 1 week after the, again, police brutality in our streets, you know. I mean, what's going on?
In our neighborhoods, right in our neighborhoods.
But democracy, I mean, you know, we gotta make it happen for ourselves.
Well, and specifically, why the police brutality happened, right? It happens every day. All right. Anyway, call into the station. We're going to take a quick break. 213-252-0998. Consigne.
Anoche me fue al baile, me fui a volotear. Anoche me fui al baile, me fui a volotear. Me encontré con una chava que me hizo hasta parparear. Yo luego Luis le dije, no quiere usted chanquear. Yo luego Luis le dije, no quiere usted chanquear. No se haga huista gacha, vámonos a vacilar. Bailamos un buen recle y luego se cansó. Le ofrecí un trago y se tomó 22. Uy, uy, chata, por please no sea tragona. Si usted a mí me gusta, no le hace que usted asusta. Y me besó tan suave que yo no me fijé, tenía cuerpo de uva y las patas de palo. Uy, uy, baby, a que mi huisita. Pero yo no la cambio por otra más bonita. Las jainas más bonitas luego quieren ser las huisas que te dicen lo que tú tienes que hacer. Nene, baby, eso no es pa' mi hijo. Yo con mi pachuquita. Thank you.
con Sin Kill Radio, Los Ángeles. Thanks for all the call-ins tonight.
They've been great, haven't they?
Yeah,
yeah,
they really have been. Man, and so articulate.
They stated their views so well.
I need to take speech classes.
I know, so do I. And I'm on the radio, so what are you going to do?
Are people born with that? That's incredible.
They need jobs here. We should hire all those people for Kill Radio. With our illustrious salaries, we got
what
this.
What kind of, I hope, does this this callers give you, John, for the future here, you know, of us being part of the media, you know, because, you know, like this, what this happened, you know, it's almost like what has, as she so well put it, has been happening historically, and like Claire said, it's happening today, you know, today somebody got abused, somebody was, you know, dissed, you know. Throughout the world,
beaten down by,
right.
I mean, there's a war going on in Los Angeles,
and I mean, you know, what
war's been going on for so long.
What is the future of communication? I mean, all these people 7 years ago, when internet was young, you know, we're pioneers. Kill Radio, we're pioneers in the internet radio, but now people are worried because now the FCC wants to charge us. But how do you see, as far as, like, you know, all those people, they had cameras, and also some of the media, the regular media got hit by those rubber bullets, and I mean, there was so much damage that the police did. You know, if it would have just been like what they were trying to blame anarchists, I don't think, you know, this would have been in the news that much. What do you think?
Well, I think it brings up a really important point because, as you said, the future of radio does lie in the internet, and that future is being threatened by the FCC right now and by other companies, private companies, who are trying to impose ridiculous fees on what we do here. And it's really – it's an attack on free speech. It's an attack on internet radio. And people from those organizations even admitted that their belief was that they needed to thin out the herd and just have a few top dogs in internet radio, and the money would be better that way. And besides the ridiculousness of that from a financial perspective, it's a threat to free speech, so it's a real problem. So I'm not sure where our future lies, to answer your question. It's a little bit scary, and if people don't stand up and say something about how wrong it is that they're trying to kind of freeze out or move out internet's radio stations through ridiculous pricing strategies, then we may lose the vehicles that we have to hear stories like this, you know, to get reports like this on. And I'm not trying to toot our own horn here. I mean, there are so many other great internet radio stations around, and they're all in the same boat, and they're all being threatened with just disappearing. This continues.
Yeah. Well, again, big ups to all the people that were there, you know, and also the media that did cover it. And, hopefully, this also will bring will strengthen Kill Radio, you know, because you know, we have a lot of open slots, and you know, lately has been debated on the list whether we're fulfilling our mission, you know, and that hurts, you know, because I mean, yeah, you know, like Consign, for example, is mostly music, you know, and we have tried to have a good time, you know, we interview people, we've done it. You know, local bands for a long time and international bands too. But when from time to time, you know, we have to get political as well. You know, not that we don't as is already. Right, Claire?
Right. So I'm trying to keep.
All right. But anyways, John, tell us a little bit about the station, the state of the station, Kill Radio as a whole. Tell us how you continue to believe in it, continue to volunteer and do your show. Where have you been with your show? Where have we been with the meetings? And how do you see the rest of the spring and the summer, you know, for this year at least?
Well, I do a lot of things at Kill Radio. I do have my show, which is a, for the most part, entertainment show. But in providing entertainment, it also represents local Los Angeles artists for the most part music, but I've also had authors on, filmmakers, all sorts of people. As far as Kill Radio is concerned and our mission, our mission has many different folds to it. For one thing, we're here to represent an alternative to corporate media. I think we definitely do that. We do represent an alternative. We have shows on Kill Radio that you could not hear anywhere else on any other radio station. And we've had listeners actually call in and say that the thing that they love about Kill Radio is that they can turn us on at 2 in the morning and hear stuff that they would never hear on corporate radio. I think that's great. We have a very strong diversity of shows right now, and representing all sorts of different interests of people, and that, of course, builds a stronger radio station. Where are we going to be in the future? Well, I think that depends on how much we're willing to build the station as it is right now, and I'm fully ready to keep building. And it's been a 7-year process, and it's going to probably be a 30-year process.
And I'm really inspired by these people, you know, that are calling tonight.
They need to sign up. They just need to come over here and join. They've been really good speakers tonight.
But, you know, part of Kill Radio is that we open up the phone lines. So if you don't have the time, you don't have the means, you don't have the whatever, just call us up.
There's no screening at Kill Radio either. We put you on the air and we listen to what you have to say and we respond to it. Unlike other radio stations. I won't name anybody. 103.1. Oh, whoops. What?
Huh? And we don't have to bleep. I'd like to dedicate a song to... to everybody out there who's saying what they want to say, specifically Irina Coca-Cola Chola and Byron and Francesca, thank you for calling in. I'm going to play one of my favorite early electro-punk bands from France who just voted in their right wing.
Yeah, what's going on in France,
man? I don't know, man.
They're extremely conservative president. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It was it went the way that we all thought it might, and it did.
Yeah, so, it wasn't that surprising. People were calling it for a long time.
So Metal Urban, you know, I saw them a few years ago. Remember, Humberto? I saw them at the Silver Lake Lounge. These guys are back. Somebody brought them out. And then they took them back, and now we probably won't hear them again, but you can hear them here on Consin.
And after that, after we hear them, I want to see if you guys could tell me what's the state of impeachment.
For who?
Nil.
For our president?
Yeah.
People keep trying to play the, we're going to be good politicians and represent what's best for the country, so we're not going to impeach card. And I don't know. That's really the best card to play.
I think the only thing that could happen is that Bush ends up being one of those presidents who was elected in a ending with 0 year, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. You're listening to Kill Radio here.
Consin.
Music, community, unity, what will save the day. Art and music, as Rick Crusader said it so well, will save the day here. And maybe we could hear something, get some more colors here at Kill Radio Los Angeles, Consin, with Metal Urban from Paris.
Oop, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Consin.
Explose électrique. Mutant métallique. Tu agresses la ville. Tu violes, tu détruis. Stop it!
You're listening to Consign.
Antibalas, you're listening to Kill Radio.
Kill Radio.
This is Marcos of Antibalas and Speaker Panic. You're listening to Kill Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Kill Radio. Kill, kill, kill. I love a parade.
canción es dedicada a todo el mundo. De los batallones de este E-510, representante de las calles de Califastlán, niños de la tierra, sueños se convocarán. Va a sentir sobre el pecho satisfacción en un hecho inesperado en el día de batalla. Si aunque se cayera el cielo, fuerte rugen los cañones, pero soldaderas continúan avanzando, caminando por la arena, equipadas con armas engrasadas de esperanza. Surgen de la dependencia para ver un nuevo día. Aristocráticos contra campesinos, industria contra los ejidos, artificialistas contra hijos elegidos de la tierra. Esta es la historia de tu vida. Es nuestro derecho, pues que no ves que al reconocer despiertas en un nuevo amanecer. Amargo es el camino de la muerte, pero peor es dejarlo seguir, que continúen hacerte sufrir causando gran dolor en el vientre. Con machetes y palos avanzan los nobles niños tan mal viviente. Los roba terrenos, cometen errores y rompe las leyes morales. Que siga la música y siga la lucha con santa madera. Quien quema la leña en vano quemará la historia de la gente noble. A nombre de la bestia contra el pobre, la bestia ha visto sus últimos días. Derechos humanos contra las injusticias. Insurgencia feroz viene, con el viento me siento fuerte, luna negra me protege, porque la luz la luna sigue. Quiero que la vida se mejore, pues no hay más. Pero a mí poco te explico la básica forma de ser uno de ellos. Sin miedo te digo que soy uno de ellos. Esperanza, fe es ser consciente, paz y el amor es una gran satisfacción. Representante de las calles de Califastlán, niños de la tierra, sueños se convocarán. ¿Para qué? Avanza, generación revolucionaria, ahora nuestra chance de ver un nuevo mañana.
Yo fui a la revolución.
Yo sentí
una gran satisfacción.
Consign, as always, questioning our sound system. There we go. A little Omeka, followed by a little Antibalas here on Consign, Kill Radio. Los Angeles.
The fire is out of control, I guess.
I don't know. I'm getting conflicting messages. Is
yeah.
it contained?
Well, we
is
just
it
got
burning?
Some pictures that it's out of that it's.
Who got pictures?
Umberto did. Oh. Just got sent some pictures that it's still out of control.
Yeah, it just seems so hot.
It is so hot. I can't even stand it. I'm going to fill my bathtub with beer tonight, and I'm going to sleep in it. That's how hot it is.
Are you going to have a funnel pointing down?
I don't even know how to answer that. So, yes, I am. Yes, I'm going to have a funnel pointing down. I almost said a punnel. A punnel pointing down. Because I clearly have not had enough beer tonight. I need to sleep in a bathtub full of beer.
Yes. You have to baste from the inside
I need to baste.
And outside.
Correct.
Ooh, the Red Hearts. Yeah, we're gonna turn this show into a little bit of the heart.
All right.
What?
Good stuff.
I mean, really, it goes from the outside in.
It's from
it?
The heart.
Well, it's
literally this is
you know
from the
everything
heart.
That I don't know. Is everyone kind of suffering right now, or is it just me? Yeah,
well,
the world is right.
It's hot. There's been a major police mess up,
there's
and stuff
like,
is on fire. It's like not a good week for Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, as if you had nothing else going on in your life, those are enough to make you bummed out.
Yeah,
but then totally. You might actually read the paper. All right, the Red Hearts here on Corn Scene.
Writing on the wall.
Writing on the wall. What is... the writing is on the wall.
The writing, you can read it on the wall.
Umberto, manning the decks.
Nothing coming through.
Wait.
Wow.
It just wait, was. What happened? It was just coming through.
Yeah.
It was a tease.
Maybe that computer's jammed up. I can sing it. I can sing what I think it's supposed to sound like.
Oh, put something else.
Yeah, seriously, because I can't sing at all.
I like the challenge. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what I want to play. Maybe something from the Cyclones?
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
All request line here. All right, the Red Hearts. Enough about the Cyclones here on... Consume kill
I was his liberty jumped off the Empire State.
Okay, straight to the Cyclones here.
Yeah, the Red Hearts, they're known for their short songs. So let's listen to the Cyclones.
This is the end of the mercilessness here.
Awesome.
Consume.
Anymore.
I just want to take a moment to announce that and give it up for AudioSide. Yours truly and Claire are invited to DJ this Sunday, the 13th. We're going to be guest DJing at the Little Cave at 5922 North Figueroa in Highland Park. And it is this Sunday. It opens at 8 p.m. and goes to 2 a.m. as a proper bar should. But yours truly and Claire, we're going to be DJing from 11 to midnight.
And 3 weeks from tomorrow on the 23rd, Wednesday the 23rd at Mr. T's Bowl, Kill Radio is having a major benefit event. We're going to have four fantastic bands, including the Randys and many other bands. We're going to have a video projectionist. We're going to have a barbecue. It's going to be great. So come on down to Mr. T's Bowl on the 23rd. And it's only $5. What better deal in Los Angeles can you get than $5 for four bands, video art, and food, and friendship?
We're coming up to the 11:54 p.m. here on a Tuesday. A hot, hot Tuesday in many, many ways. Not just the temperature, not just the fires, which is a big tragedy because it's mostly the Griffith Park area.
Again, the hills, yeah.
And also the aftermath, a week after the one of the worst police brutalities in the last 7 years. Oh, my God. Anyways, but...
Public.
Let's try to end it with something hopeful here. We remind you that Kill Radio is non-corporate radio here, pioneers of the internet radio technology. Right, John?
Yeah, and we stay completely separate from business or corporate interests, so we do whatever we want to do. So if you want to support that, check us out.
Yeah, KillRadio.org. Even those other really fantastic internet radio stations in Los Angeles, we're kind of the most... our own thing that there is. Yep. So yeah, killradio excuse me .org.
It's radio with a social conscience.
Yeah. You could go to killradio.org and also donate. It only takes about $400 to get us going here every month, and it's thanks to the whole collective. I want to give it up for them. And here is still spring. It's not even summer yet, but it really feels like summer. And of course, this summer we're also going to have the Sunset Junction again, right?
Yeah, we're at Sunset Junction every year. You can stop by our booth. Last year, we gave away free mustaches so you could hide from the NSA. Who knows
Boy,
what we're going to do this year.
And free haircuts. Yeah.
And free haircuts.
We're going to have to step it up to changing the color of people's eyes.
I think free plastic surgery is a good choice. Yeah.
No, let's not go buy into the...
Maybe
the
an extra
vanity,
arm.
Vanity and yeah. Gossip stew of...
Haven't you
Hollywood.
Always wanted three legs?
It's all about keeping yourself underground.
Everyone in Hollywood has three legs now, so come on out. Get a third leg.
All right, so...
I have a song. I have a dedication from myself to all those little... You know that whole thing about the bees and they're all disappearing?
Oh, that too.
Yeah.
The bees are,
isn't that weird?
That kind of makes me upset.
Hey, you
know
what?
They think it's global warming.
Yeah,
no,
well...
It might be cell phones. That's
they think it could be cell phones,
but
too.
That, okay, but I want to just... before we forget, give it up again for all our callers.
Thank you
so much for all the fine work you all do out there, you guys. And, stay hopeful because, you know, what else are we going to do?
And stay powerful because, you know what? We actually do make a difference. I know that there's been a lot of talk of, well, what is it? I go to a protest and what does that do? But you know what? It's who you ally yourself with. It's who you speak about. It's what you talk about. It's your neighbor.
Can I say stay sexy without being and never sexist?
And I've never in my life been stung by a bee, so I am totally pro-bees.
It
so
feels
support
good.
The bees, support internet radio.
Support each other,
and
man.
Support
you know?
Each other and support your community and support
Light
the world.
Light a candle for goodness and
you know, I
peace.
Have been stung by a lot of bees.
See, the bees have been very good to me. I seriously have never in my life been stung by a bee.
And this one, my friends, goes out to you.
The bees.
Don't scare me so. Don't land on me and bite me, no. Hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. One, a two, a one, two, ready, go!
Thank you.
I say, hey there, little insect, don't scare me so. Don't land on me, baby, it bite me low. I say, hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. I say, hey there, little praying mantis, I have what to play. Each time on my arm you landed, makes me faint. I say, hey there, little insect, please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. Oh, now I don't want to worry there, insect, I don't want to fight.
Hey there, little insect, hey there, little insect, right?
I don't want to worry about an insect bite.
Hey there, little insect,
I don't
hey
care.
There, little insect.
See, I don't want to worry, so please calm down. Then we'll have fun and fool around. There, little hornet, buzzing around me. It sounds like a warning, and it's kind of scaring me. Well, hey there, little insect, please calm down, so we can have fun and fool around. Right, now you get it. I don't want to worry there, insect, I do not want to fight.
Hey there, little insect, hey there, little insect.
That's right, I don't even want to worry about an insect bite.
Hey there, little insect,
I don't.
Hey there, little insect.
See, I don't want to worry, so please calm down, so we can have fun and fool around.
Scene.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Excellent.
Excellent. I found that you guys know I was going to come in tonight, finally.
All right.
But I'll be a little late.
All right, we can go with you.
Sweet. All right.
Are we talking like covering 4 hours?
Yeah.
Hey, give a little promo for your show tonight, because we're on the air anyway.
Oh, hi. Everyone stay tuned for the train wreck with me. All right. I'll see you guys in a little bit. I'll bring reinforcements. Bye.
Summer feeling. Folks, what less things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. This joy I've named shall not be tamed. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you the rest of your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year. That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. You see, that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life.
Summer feeling, dip, summer feeling.
But if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then this summer feeling will come haunt you.
Oh, oh, oh.
Then that summer feeling will come taunt you.
Oh, oh, oh.
That summer feeling will hurt you later in your life. I speak of summer feeling. When the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and someone who called you a flirt comes taunting. It's not that these things alone were appealing. What I'm now revealing is a certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you the rest of your life. What time? Well, just me. When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it. When the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. What I now proclaim is sort of hard to name. But that summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. Yeah. Yeah. When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated, do you long for her or the way you were? That summer feeling's gonna haunt you the rest of your life. Yeah, that feeling's gonna haunt you. That feeling's gonna talk to you, yeah. Well, that summer feeling.
can you judge a man by the way he wears his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears?
Can you see a bad man by the pattern on his tie? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I.
Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important than the stories that he tells?
And call a man a fool if all wealth he doesn't strive. Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I. Well, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, yeah, mister, you're a better man than I.
His soul.
Could you say that men for king and country all must die? Well, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I. Well, mister, you're a better man.